The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal Basketball is on the air.
Power inside, Eddie kick it out to a streaking Stempion along the baseline.
Great play by Jordan Eddie. Great job by Luke Stempion to finish it off.
Yeah, White forces up a shot off the heel. Rebound Gillette. High off the glass and good on the putback.
Nice hustle there by Gillette.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Huey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Brady Duke finding Grant Maurer for three.
He hits it. Grant Maurer with a huge three.
Cardinals win 58-56 in OT. And warm greetings a little bit earlier than what we had advertised from the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Coldwater Cardinal Boys and Girls Basketball coming up over the next few hours. We'll start off with a quick summary of how things have transpired so far here in the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament as we get ready for the Niles Vikings versus the Coldwater Cardinals and girls basketball action. That'll be followed by Eaton Rapids versus Coldwater for the boys, and in between those two games, we will have complete coverage of the Coldwater High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I'm Sean Watson, Mike's side. Quinn Berry will be joining me a little bit later on in the evening. First, a recap of what's transpired so far here. A couple of pretty quick moving games. We started things off here in the new gym varsity side with the girls and the Fremont Eagles pummeling Carleton Airport by a score of 65-21. In that game, in the second half, the Lady Eagles outscore the Lady Jets 33-3. For the Eagles, Miranda White with a double-double, 18 points and 18 rebounds. Shea Roanhouse led all scorers with 19. She also had 7 boards and 5 assists and a couple of steals tossed in there as well. For the Airport Jets, leading the way, Jenna Meyer with 9 and Chelsea Mossberg with 7. So Fremont, the girls, advancing to the girls' championship game tomorrow at 5. They will take on the winner of our first contest here between Niles and Coldwater. The game that just wrapped up a few moments ago saw Dexter pull away to beat Fremont in boys basketball action, 63-44. For the visiting Dexter Dreadnoughts, three players in double figures. Noah Malafont leading the way with 20, Derek Seidel with 15, and London Truman with 12. Leading rebounder for the Dreadnoughts, Ben Kill, he had 6 boards to go along with his 3 points. For the Fremont Eagles, Alex Beams with 19 points and 4 rebounds. So Dexter will take on the Coldwater Eaton Rapids winner for the boys' championship tomorrow at about 6:45. Fremont will take on the loser of the Coldwater Eaton Rapids boys' game at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon. And again, Carleton Airport will take on the loser of our Niles Coldwater game. That will be getting underway at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Over in the old gym, JV side, the Fremont Dexter boys JV game should be wrapping up in just a little bit. I suspect that that is what my broadcast partner tonight, Quinn Berry, is kind of scouting out Fremont and Dexter, figure out how to approach the game. His boys will be taking on Eaton Rapids, 6:45 p.m. Again, that will be over at the old gym. Niles and Coldwater girls getting underway at about 5. Again, JV action over at the old gym here at Coldwater High School. Varsity games over at the new gym. Earlier tonight, Fremont girls beat Carleton Airport, and JV girls action 32-27. So we'll, over the course of the evening, we'll be reminding you and updating you on all the action going on in both gyms. It'll be a total of 16 games that will be played over the course of this long weekend today and into tomorrow. We'll go ahead and take this break and set up this contest between Coldwater and Niles and girls basketball action from Coldwater High School. You are listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2012 Dodge 2500 Crew 4x4 with tow package, just $489 per month? Looking for a lower cost ride with lots of room? Mobilia has a 2006 Dodge Dakota Club 4x4 with V6, just $177 per month. Step up with a 2013 Dodge 1500 Quad 4x4 with Hemi, just $449 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Donner, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stoudter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater. For over 40 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's Jewelry is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Shop at Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, downtown Coldwater since 1968. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop and 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Coldwater High School. Sean Watson now joined by Coldwater JV boys coach Quinn Berry. You just caught the tail end. Well, actually, I think you caught most of the Fremont-Dexter JV boys game, which saw the JV Eagles beat Dexter, what was it, 55-52?
55-52. Dexter making a last effort there at the end, down seven with about 30 seconds to go. Made a couple of threes, got back to within one, and then Fremont hit a couple of free throws and put it away. So good ball game, though. Both teams up and down the court pretty quick.
Interesting, Dexter, which is, you know, between Lansing and Ann Arbor here in Michigan, and Fremont, you know, kind of rural northeast Indiana, playing very similar basketball.
Very similar basketball, and up and down the court, and it was that way in the varsity game, too.
Well, we'll get you set up for the contest that will get underway in about another 6 minutes' time between Niles and Coldwater on the varsity girls' side. Of course, the Coldwater girls coming in with an 0-4 mark in the SMAC East. They are 1-4 overall, still looking for their first win in the SMAC East. And that follows a clobbering at the hands of a very good Gull Lake team, 63-22. Kenzie Galloway, you may remember, a McDonald's player of the game, led the way for the red and white with 12 points. Everybody else that got into the scorebook, Megan Scorfar, Andrea Souls, Carly Smoker, Shelby Bowers, Jordan Shirey, two apiece. So through the season, Kenzie Galloway averaging 13.2 points per game, of course, your leading scorer. Next on the list, Jordan Shirey. She's only been averaging 5.2, but she has been pulling down 7.2 rebounds a night on average.
Well, I think they're going to have to expect a lot out of her tonight. She's going to be by far the biggest young lady on the court, as this Niles team isn't real big, but extremely quick, extremely young, a lot of energy. So Shirey's going to have a big job to do under the offensive and defensive boards tonight. So a lot of expectations out of her from Coach Smoker.
Meanwhile, the Niles Vikings, sure enough, they did go 0 for the season last year, but they are now 5-1 overall coming into this game, 3-1, and right in the thick of things over in the SMAC West. They opened up on December 5th with a 73-32 win against Buchanan, and that win broke a 23-game losing streak that extended through last season to the final couple games of the previous season.
And their only loss this year to Benton Harbor ladies, and I believe at one time, I'm not sure right now, the Benton Harbor girls were rated in Class A. So that only loss to a very good Benton Harbor girls team.
Go over some of the other scores. They beat St. Joe 49-28, beat Dowagiac 53-13, beat Mattawan 51-38. The loss to Benton Harbor 56-50. Last Friday, they posted a close 51-49 win against Portage Northern. And in that game, the Vikings had to rally from a 12-point halftime deficit to get the W. Jasmine Brand, Libby Moody, Emily Gaines, 12 points apiece to lead the Vikings. Brand also with 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Libby Moody, 3 rebounds and a steal. Tatiana Goodson, 6 points, but she had 11 rebounds. Elise Zimmerman, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. So you're taking a look at some of the go-to girls for second-year head coach Patrick Tuohy.
Well, Patrick Tuohy has taken over a program that's been down for a number of years over there, and he's taken some athletes and put them on the floor. And as you go up and down that roster, Sean, he's not only going to be having a decent team this year, but in the years ahead, as he's only got one senior on that roster right now, a lot of sophomores, two juniors, and one freshman. So they got a lot of basketball ahead of them for Coach Tuohy.
Again, if you're just tuning in, just a quick recap of what has transpired here at Cardinal Holiday Hoops. Over on the varsity side, Fremont pummeling Carleton Airport on the girls' side, 65-21. And in that game, the Lady Eagles outscored the Lady Jets 33-3 in the second half.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fremont's came in with a very, very nice
roster, please.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Fremont came in, they have a very nice girls team, some real athletes on that team out there, and they get out and run the ball and they push it up and down the court, and they did a number on Airport.
Of course, it also helps that Fremont is quite literally in mid-season form, because the girls basketball season in Indiana starts in mid-November.
Yeah, they've got an extra couple games in on most of these Michigan teams, no doubt about it.
So the Fremont girls improving to 7-4 overall, the Airport girls dropping to 3-2 overall. The game that just wrapped up here a few moments ago saw Dexter pull away to beat the Fremont boys 63-44. Fremont boys under veteran head coach Ted Bookwalter still just one win to their credit this season.
And that's unusual for down there. I'm just looking out here. The Howard girl,
Morgan Howard,
just kind of went down in pregame. I don't know if she tripped or what, but she's up now, and Phil Herman with her. And she tries to walk off, either a leg cramp or a sprain.
Well, of course, she's coming back from a pulled knee ligament.
Yeah.
And she was hoping to be ready to go for today's action. Well, she's trying to walk off whatever malady has afflicted her.
Yeah, Coach.
She's walking with a very visible wince.
Yeah, the Fremont boys not off to their normal good start, as they lost their All-State player a year ago and kind of putting things back together again down there.
You're talking about Tyler Jenkins.
Jenkins, yes. Plus a couple other key seniors they lost from that team.
True. JV action earlier today, Fremont beat Carleton Airport on the girls' side 32-27, and the Fremont boys beat Dexter a close one 55-52, as we talked about just a few moments ago. We will go ahead and take this break and bring you the starting lineups and the opening tip for our girls' contest. It's the Coldwater Cardinals versus the Miles Vikings in girls' basketball. You are listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Deer season is here, and while a lot of places offer rewards to the hunter who bags the biggest buck, they're doing things a little differently at Royal Chevrolet Buick GMC in Coldwater. They're keeping track of names on a buck doe pole, and it's for everyone who hits a deer with their vehicle and then takes it to Royal Chevrolet Buick GMC to have it fixed. Hitting one buck could lead to 50 bucks. Because they'll be drawing names from the Buck Doe Poll every week. And the winner will get a $50 gift card. Drawings will be held each week they have deer damaged vehicles in the shop between now and December 30th with a total payout of up to $500. They handle collision and paint on all makes and models, and they're not done until you're happy. So if you happen to bag that buck or doe with your vehicle, take it to Royal Chevrolet Buick GMC on US 12 in Coldwater to have it fixed. And you could turn one doe or buck into 50 bucks.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Here's the starting lineup for our girls' varsity game between the Niles Vikings and the Coldwater Cardinals. For the visiting Vikings, 5-1 overall, 3-1 in the SMAC West under head coach Patrick Tuohy. In the backcourt, we have sophomore Elise Zimmerman, sophomore Maya Brooks, and freshman Emily Gaines. Up front, senior Tatiana Goodson and sophomore Jasmine Brand. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 1-4 overall, 0-4 in the SMAC East under head coach Ken Smoker. Same starting lineup that he's gone with most of the season, minus those days when players were unavailable due to injury. In the backcourt, Megan Scorfar, a 5'5 senior. Kendall Galloway, a 5'4 sophomore. Up front, Kenzie Galloway, Coldwater's leading scorer, 6-foot senior. Carly Smoker, 5'10 junior. In the middle, Jordan Shirey, a 6-foot senior. Once we get underway, Coldwater will move from left to right across your radio dial in their home whites, red numerals, and black trim. Niles will be moving from right to left in their road navy blue jerseys with the old gold numerals and white trim. That's a very sharp look for Niles.
Yes, it is. That's a nice-looking uniform. Cardinals trying to turn things around after that opening night win and four straight losses here. See if they can get off the snide tonight and taking on this tough Niles team. I think you said, what, 4-1 coming in tonight, Sean?
5-1.
5-1, excuse me.
Kenzie Galloway jumping at center circle with Jasmine Brand. The ball is tipped to Kendall Galloway in the backcourt. Here we go. Being hawked ferociously by Maya Brooks. It comes to Smoker on the elbow. Now back to a streaking Galloway on the corner. It's Kendall getting it back out right wing to Megan Scorfar. Tosses inside. Now kick it back out. Kenzie Galloway, left corner three. Bounces off the hoop. Bounces again. Does not go in. Brand with a rebound for Niles.
Good look there for Kenzie. Just didn't quite go down for her.
Other end of the floor. A stop and a pop and a score for Elise Zimmerman.
Nice little running jump shot.
And right away, Niles throwing out a man press. The Cardinals able to break it. Here comes Megan Scorfire with numbers. A miss. She gets the ball back on a tap. Second chance, no good. Shirey mugged by a double team of Niles Vikings. One of that double team is going to be guilty of the foul, and it is going to be Tatiana Goodson with the first foul of the game coming 42 seconds in.
A couple of good looks there, and for Scorefire, just didn't quite go down for her. But again, like I mentioned, Shirey with a good offensive rebound.
Unfortunately, a miss on the front end of that trip to the free throw line. For the season, the Cardinals have been shooting 54.3% from the free throw line. The opponents, 50.5%. And that's going to go down quite a bit as Shirey misses on both. Here come the Vikings of Niles, already leading it 2-0. Down to 7 minutes left to play in the quarter. The Cardinals throwing out a 2-3 zone. Now they flex back to, well, they are sticking around in that zone. See if they can slow down this small but quick Niles squad.
I think it was the first time we've seen the Cardinals come out in zone.
Well, at least Zimmerman drains a three-pointer from the top of the key. So Zimmerman 5 and Coldwater nothing. 6:40 left to play opening quarter. Ball rolls out of bounds. Niles will get it.
Niles, tough man-to-man defense. Full court.
You can see how good a team Niles is capable of being. Uh-oh, another triple. And very calmly launched by Elise Zimmerman. Ken Smoker has seen enough. Timeout. Coldwater, 8-0 Vikings of Niles on top. 6:23 left in the first quarter. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
It's time once again to close the door on 1 year while welcoming a new year of possibilities. And your celebration will be one to remember when you spend the evening at Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. They'll have music by Jim Dove and Roger Roberts from 8 to midnight, along with drink specials and hors d'oeuvres throughout the evening, and champagne at the stroke of 12. Welcome 2014 at Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of Coldwater's timeout, the Lady Cards are facing a press. They trail 8-0. Score far to an open Jordan Shirey. She missed it. She left it short.
Those are the kind you got to make if you're going to stay in this ball game.
The Lady Cardinals trail by 8. Elise Zimmerman with all 8 of the points so far. A double team surrounding Tatiana Goodson. Bounce pass taken away by Kenzie Galloway underneath. Now to Kendall, open, left corner three, rolls off the hoop. Megan Scorefar finds herself with a ball and draws a foul from Jasmine Brand trying to get in her way.
Good offensive rebound there for Scorefar. Going to shoot two.
Well, this is kind of troubling on the season. Just 1 of 5 shooting from the charity stripe. The Cardinals as a team so far 0-for-3 from the stripe. They currently trail 8-0. 5:49 left to play in the first quarter. Here at the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament, Scorefire splits the pair. Cardinals finally break that schneid. But quickly, the Vikings are on the other end of the floor. The Cardinals trying to turn up the defensive pressure, and they force Elise Zimmerman to throw the ball away. She was looking for Amaya Brookins.
Wholesale changes,
yeah.
Right here. 5-for-5.
Let's see. Khalila Abdullah, a sophomore, coming in. We see Jaden Rowland coming in. Kylie Meyer coming in. She is a junior. See if we can pick up some of those names as we go along. We also see Libby Moody coming in. She's a sophomore, probably the tallest girl out there for the Vikings. Carly Smoker in trouble on the right corner. Gets it to Scorefire on the left wing. Kick it out. Kendall Galloway for 3.
Kendall got her feet set there and knocked that one down from 3-point land.
8-4 Niles. Here's an attempt to answer for 3. Left wing Jaden Rowland misses wide left. It goes out of bounds back to Coldwater. And you better believe the Vikings are going to throw out a press. The other girl that checked in for Niles is Antonia Palmer. She's a sophomore. So this is, for all intents and purposes, what the late Dave Storrs called the baby brigade out there for Niles. Unforced turnover. Kendall trying to receive the pass from Kenzie. the Galloway-to-Galloway connection did not work as the ball went over Kendall's fingertips. 8-4 Niles, 4:52 left to play in quarter number one from here at Coldwater High School. It is the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament in progress. Cross-court lob from Moody up top. It comes to Roland. Now on the weave, it comes back to Moody. Pass intercepted by Kendall Galloway. She's got numbers. She better not miss the layup. She does not.
Good job there. Good anticipation by Kendall there. Kendall off to a good start tonight.
And just like that, Coldwater trails by only two, 8-6, 4:19 left to play opening quarter. Almost another steal. Kendall Galloway down on the floor trying to find some help to get the ball to a teammate.
Got a foul.
Against Niles' Antonia Palmer, her first, team third. Kenzie Galloway will trigger sideline left in the backcourt. She's looking for Smoker, and she'll get it across the timeline. Harley Smoker throws the ball over Jordan Shirey's fingertips.
Right.
No look pass, and you should have looked at that one.
That was the right person to pass it to, but Carly's just got to get herself under control a little bit there. It was a good look in the right direction, just a little high.
8-6 Niles, all 8 points coming from Elise Zimmerman, who is currently on the bench, as we can see that their head coach, Patrick Tuohy, likes to rotate five in and five out, just like Jerry Mastenbrook has done traditionally over at Kalamazoo Christian Boys over the years. A miss and a rebound by Megan Scorfar. She throws the ball to Kenzie Galloway. Long two from the left corner, in and out. She gets her own rebound. Continuation move. She draws a triple team, and Kenzie's going to go up to the line for a pair.
Good offensive. That's a way to follow your shot there. Kenzie did a good job of that. Got her own rebound. Went back up strong. Going to get a shoot a couple here.
Libby Moody picking up the foul, her first, team fourth. No fouls yet for Coldwater. First to two from Kenzie Galloway. Rolls in and out. And it looks like the starting unit is coming back out on the floor for Niles. That's Zimmerman, Brookins, Goodson, Gaines, and Bran. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Shelby Bowers checked in. Bowers, a 5'11 junior. Galloway splits the pair from the free throw line, and Coldwater trails by just one, 8-7. Here's Zimmerman on the right wing. Bounce pass through Brand's fingertips. It's stolen by Scorfar. Scorfar, one-on-three break, and she gets the layup. The Cardinals take their first lead in a while, really, 9-8.
Yeah, that was a good steal by Megan.
Other end of the floor, three ball is good. Emily Gaines drains the triple from the right wing. Niles regains the lead, 11-9. The Vikings are pressing. Cardinals able to break it. Kenzie Galloway underneath to an open. Shelby Bowers blocked from behind by Bran.
Cardinals going to get it back, though.
3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. It's Niles 11 and Coldwater 9. Kenzie Galloway inbounds to Shelby Bowers. High off the glass. Missed it. Second chance, no good. Loose ball. Bowers was screened out for the attempt at the rebound. Here comes Elise Zimmerman going coast to coast. Scoop shot doesn't go in. She draws a foul. Megan Scorfar picking Coldwater's first foul of the game with 2:50 left in the first quarter. Zimmerman to the free throw line. She's leading all scorers right now with eight. That 8-point flurry to start the game for Niles. Now make it nine as Zimmerman drains the first from the charity stripe. Haley Rinke will get ready to check in. Well, she will now check in. The 5'11 junior will come in for Jordan Shirey.
Zimmerman looks like an exceptional shooter out there.
Remember, she's just a sophomore. Those free throws, she shoots them like they teach you to do it, right?
Yes, she does.
13-9 and a quick 30-second timeout called by Coach Ken Smoker. We're going to keep it here, 13-9, after the couple of makes from the charity stripe for Elise Zimmerman, and the Cardinals were having trouble trying to inbound the ball.
And Coach Smoker having to use one of his timeouts there get the five-second call.
I was going to say, that would be, is that his last 30 then?
That would be his last 30, yeah. But you got to do that in that situation. There's no doubt about it.
13-9 Niles on top of Coldwater. Cardinals are trying to get off the schneid. They have lost four in a row, as you pointed out earlier, following their season opening win at Quincy.
Well, they kind of just had a little bit of a brain freeze there on that inbounds, and they kind of forgot and didn't help Haley.
Megan Scorfar throwing the ball to Kenzie. Now back to Megan as the Vikings peel back on the press following the timeout. Scorfar moving to the right corner. Now between the circles to Kendall Galloway. Off of Bauer's screen, stopping and popping from 15. Rolls off the hoop, no good. Ranky had a hand on the rebound. So did Jasmine Brand. Jump ball. Niles will get it on the alternate possession arrow. 2:31 left in the quarter. 13-9 Vikings. It's the Vikings of Niles. Of course, we have to remember that the Vikings of Bronson High School are in action in their annual holiday tournament, taking on Portage Northern, both boys and girls. Let's see if we can get a score sometime this evening. Three-pointer from the right corner. Off the heel, no good for Gaines. Second chance, no good. How about a third chance? Yes and one for Jasmine Brand.
And Scorfar, I believe, is going to pick up another foul. Nope.
They get Haley Rinke with her first team second. Oh, really? That's kind of a break for Coach Ken Smoker.
Yeah, you don't want Scorfar to get her second. There's no doubt about it. We need her in the lineup.
At least not at this point with 2:06 left in the first quarter and still an entire second quarter yet to go. Brand misses. Here come the Cardinals. It's a miss on the attempted three-point play. Toss to Kendall Galloway. Open. Left corner three. It's an air ball, and it's going to... Whoa, it bounced off of the shoulder of Maya Brookins. She thought the Vikings had a chance to get it back. She was trying to screen it out, but the Cardinals will get it. Kenzie Galloway inbounds to Ranky. Now to Bowers, trying to float it inside to Scorfar. It was over her, and Gaines was there for the pick. Now up top to Zimmerman. To the right wing it comes, and Maya Brookins with a long two. Her foot was on the line. 17-9, the Vikings of Niles opening up an 8-point lead as we're counting down a minute 30 left to play in the quarter. Kenzie Galloway lost the ball, stolen by Zimmerman, and she'll get the layup. 12 of Niles' 19 points coming from number 10, and another steal. This time, the steal by Tatiana Goodson that rolled off the hoop, went out of bounds off of Coldwater. And the second unit coming in for Niles. That would be Abdullah, Roland, Palmer, Meyer, and Moody.
I believe Coach Smoker going to take another full timeout this time.
Minute 14 left in the first quarter, 19-9 Vikings. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of the Coldwater timeout, it's Niles ball, the inbound right away to Jaden Rowland. She misses the three-pointer. Cardinals with a rebound. They trail by 10, 19-9. Kendall Galloway tosses to Haley Ranke. Her shot from the left elbow just a little bit short. The rebound underneath by Moody. Here come the Vikings. A stop and a pop. The rainbow does not go in for Khalilah Abdul. Rebound by the Cardinals. Megan Scorfar. Bounce pass looking for Shelby Bowers. That was knocked away by a trailing Jaden Rowland.
Well, the Niles team aren't afraid to put up those threes. They've pretty much all their shots have been from three-point line.
Just like Lakeview.
Yep.
In the Smack East. Kenzie Galloway throws to Haley Ranke. Yes, and one.
Good pass. Good hands there by Haley.
And you thought that there was going to be a foul on her, huh?
Good hand by Haley as she snagged that. And real nice pass.
Jaden Rowland picking up her first foul. Team fifth for the Vikings. Kelly Peruki, the 5'6 senior, coming in for Coldwater. Ranky misses on the attempt at the three-point play. Here comes Niles. They lead by 8, 19-11, 36 seconds and counting left to play in the first quarter.
Good steal there.
Cardinals. Actually, another unforced turnover. Bad pass by Niles. Kenzie throws to Shelby Bowers underneath, and she draws the foul from Libby Moody. That's her second. And just like that, Patrick Tui waves at the starting unit. They will check in momentarily. Moody's second foul is the team's sixth.
Moody just keeps shuffling them in and out, five at a time.
It's Patrick Tui, the head coach of the Niles Vikings. Shelby Bowers drains the first of two here. Second one shimmies in as well. 19-13, 6-point lead for Niles. 20 seconds left to play in the half. They might not play for the final shot of the quarter. That's good from 17 left corner. Jasmine Brand, here come the Cardinals. Megan Scorefar, the ball kicked away from her. Cardinals will get it back. 8.3 seconds left to play in the quarter. Do you think the Cardinals can keep up with Niles running up and down the court for a full 32 minutes?
Not when they're using 10, 11 players and we're using maybe 7. It's going
to
be tough.
Kenzie Galloway inbounds to Ranke. Now to Shelby Bowers with 5, with 4. Shelby needs help to Peruki off a double screen, moving to the right wing, trying to float it inside. No chance at the buzzer. After one, it is Niles 21, Coldwater 13. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike's side. Sean Delaney helped out by Justin Lopshire back at the WTVB studios. It's the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Second quarter begins between Coldwater and Niles. The Vikings of Niles lead the Lady Cardinals 21-13. The Cardinals got the ball to start the second quarter and turn it over to Niles.
Just three or four unforced turnovers in that first quarter, Sean, along with some good shooting by Niles from the three-point line. Cardinals down by 8.
Elise Zimmerman leading all scorers with 12 in the first quarter, leading the way for Coldwater. Kendall Galloway with 5. She's getting a breather on the bench right now. Another turnover, other end of the floor. Here come the Vikings streaking to the bucket. Finger roller does not go in for Zimmerman. Whistle on the Niles foul.
Carly Smoker with a nice box out there.
Jasmine Brand picking up her second foul. That is going to be the team's seventh, and we're going to go 94 feet the other way for some free throws.
Well, the Cardinals got them up and make a lot of free throws here in this ball game. They're going to get to the line quite often.
Well, Patrick Toohey, kind of a rarity for him. No five in, five out this time. He brings in one girl with two fouls. Libby Moody for another girl with two fouls. Jasmine Brand comes to the bench. Front end of that trip, the free throw line for Carly Smoker, no good. Rebound, put back, no good by Kenzie Galloway. Second chance, no good for Kenzie. And here come the Niles Vikings.
Couple good looks there, just couldn't get the roll.
Moody with a head fake, now throw the ball up top. Gaines almost had the ball taken away, comes back to Moody for three from the left corner. Short, Kenzie with a rebound for Coldwater. Scorefar throws the ball to Peruki. Now trying to get it to Jordan Shirey. It was off of her hands as there was pressure coming from a Niles defender on the low left blocks.
Little bounce pass there would have probably been the correct pass.
Kendall Galloway will get ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Here come the Niles Vikings leading by eight. Ball up top to Maya Brookins on the weave to Moody. Bounce pass to Zimmerman on the right wing. Spin move. Nice motion offense being run by the Vikings. Gaines back to Zimmerman.
Well, they're trying to get Zimmerman an open look, and the Cardinals are doing a really good job finding her on the court.
Elise Zimmerman coming in, the team's leading scorer with 11 points per game. And who got that bucket?
Gaines got another three.
Her second of the game, she has six. Gaines and Brand averaging 9 points per game. Moody with 10 points per game. And here come the Niles Vikings once again off of another Coldwater turnover. Moody moving to the baseline left side, and good job by Carly Smoker inducing Moody to travel. Alicia Prescott coming into the Niles lineup for the first time. She is a sophomore. Looks like a whole bunch of her teammates out there.
Yeah, a lot of sophomores, freshmen, only one senior.
And a couple of juniors make up the Viking lineup. Competing steals, the Cardinals getting the ball back after the Niles steal. Whistle and a foul as Maya Brookins gets clobbered in the lane.
But the foul's going to be on Brookins.
Her first is the team eighth, back to the free throw line for Jordan Shirey. 5:48 left to play in the half, 24-13. Coldwater trails by 11. Remains an 11-point Niles lead as Shirey misses the front end of that trip to the free throw line for the season. In the free throw line, Shirey coming in 2 out of 3, and unfortunately she's 0 for 3 in this game. Cardinals in a 2-3 zone, bounce pass to the right wing. Now up top looking for Emily Gaines, the ball taken away by Coldwater. Scorefar throws to Kendall underneath, looking for Carly Smoker. She regains her composure and gets the jumper to go in from the low right blocks. 9 point Niles lead, 24-15, 5:11 left to play in the half. Here comes Zimmerman taking it to the cup and drawing the foul. Megan Scorefar just picking up her second foul, team third on the shooting foul. Elise Zimmerman, her second trip to the free throw line tonight. Short arm the first one.
Her first miss. Made two in the first quarter.
She has 12 points to lead all scorers. Now 13 as Zimmerman splits the pair. Niles leads by 10, 25-15, 5:05 left to play in the half. Scorefar, ball stolen by Zimmerman. All Megan Scorefar could do to prevent Zimmerman from getting the easy bucket. Scorefar unfortunately picks up her third.
That's a place where Megan's just got to understand she's got two fouls already. We need her on the court. Her sitting on the bench does her teammates no good.
Zimmerman drains the front end of this trip to the free throw line. Scorefar is replaced in the Coldwater lineup by Kelly Peruki. The five on the floor right now for Coldwater. It is Shirey, Peruki, Kendall, and Kenzie Galloway, and Carly Smoker. Second of two from Zimmerman is good. 15 points now for Zimmerman, and the Cardinals will get the ball back. They were trying to run the inbound play. It was knocked away by Niles. Faruqi will trigger this time with 5 minutes left to play in the half. 27-15, finds Kenzie Galloway. Pressure coming from Emily Gaines. Lost the dribble, throws the ball to Kendall, picks it up despite pressure coming from Brookins. Bounce pass to Faruqi. Jumper from the right baseline is going to roll off the hoop, rebounded by Brookins for Niles.
Niles just playing a tough man-to-man.
Zimmerman, a streak down the other end of the bucket, and we're going to get a jump ball as a wrestling match breaks out underneath the bucket. I think that's Emily Gaines going up against Kelly Faruqi. The Vikings will get it on the alternate possession arrow. 4:37 left in the half. Zimmerman inbounding to the left corner. Emily Gaines needs help, and Patrick Toohey, the Niles head coach, calls time. 4:32 left to play in the first half. 27-15 Vikings. Full timeout, so we're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of the Viking timeout there first, Niles was having trouble trying to inbound the ball. Now they run their play, Elise Zimmerman, the point guard, between the circles. Cardinals stuck around in this 2-3 zone. Here's an open jumper from the left corner. Kylie Meyer misses. She checked in during the break. One of the two juniors on the Viking lineup. Gaines getting the ball back, giving the ball up underneath. And a miss on the jumper by Tatiana Goodson. Here come the Cardinals, trailing by 12. Kendall Galloway for three from the left wing. Rolls off the hoop too strong. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Faruqi. Loose ball collected by Faruqi. Kenzie for three. Too strong off the back of the hoop. Rebound putback does not go in for Faruqi. Rebounded by the Vikings. Zimmerman, Elise Zimmerman trying to take it coast to coast.
Let's see what they got, a block.
A blocking foul on Kelly Faruqi, her first, team fifth. Her feet were still moving as she took the brunt of the punishment from Elise Zimmerman. But it's back to the free throw line for the sophomore, Zimmerman. First one is good. So it's now 28-15, Niles, 3:42 left in the half.
Coach Toohey from Niles changing almost after every free throw.
Zimmerman makes both of them, 29-15. Cardinals trying to run the fast break. Unfortunately, the last pass went to a Niles player, too strong off of her fingertips. Coldwater with a break. Kenzie Galloway inbound. Ricocheted off of a Niles player. Shirey to Kenzie for three from the right corner. Her first field goal of the second quarter. 11-point Niles lead, 29-18. Zimmerman trying to answer from WNBA range, and she does.
You can't leave her open at all.
Just imagine what type of player Zimmerman's going to be in the next couple of years.
Well, she's got to keep working at it. There's no doubt about it.
20 points I have Zimmerman for. We're talking a performance similar to that girl from Gull Lake the other day in Mackenzie Lapp.
Yeah.
And Zimmerman has a few inches to grow yet. Of course, Zimmerman running the point for the Vikings and doing the brunt of the scoring. 32-18, and we're going to get a jump ball on the Niles end of floor. Coldwater will get it on the alternate possession arrow, but the Vikings of Niles will be throwing out a man press. Haruki is looking for Shirey. She pulls it into a streaking Kenzie Galloway. Galloway had numbers, splits a double team, scoop shot no good, rebound put back no good. She gets a rebound, third chance, comes out to Kendall Galloway, launches a triple, rolls off the hoop. Ball goes out of bounds as Khalila Abdullah and Kelly Peruki were battling underneath. It's off of Peruki. Niles ball, 2:43 left in the half.
Kenzie got pushed around pretty good in there, and Coach Smoker kind of asking what happened under there.
Antonia Palmer will check in for Niles at the next dead ball. So the foul situation, Niles getting away from substituting five aside like they did five different times in the first quarter. Three-pointer rolls off the hoop. No good for Emily Gaines. Here come the Coldwater Cardinals trailing 32-18. Kendall to Smoker on the right elbow. Moves it up top. Now to Peruki trying to dribble penetrate. Out to Kendall on the right corner. She'll reset things at tough man-to-man defense. Moving off a screen, and yeah, I could see that travel all the way up here.
Yeah, that was an easy one to detect, no doubt about it.
Antonia Palmer, Libby Moody coming in for the Vikings. Patrick Tuohy, their head coach, now rotating five aside, but there's still plenty of fresh bodies out on the floor at all times for his squad. They're just going to wear the Cardinals out the way things are going right now. 32-18, Niles leads, a minute 45 left to play in the half. Moody up top, being mugged by Peruki at the top of that 2-3 zone. Now it comes to Brookins. Gets the ball back from Palmer. Now on the weave, comes to Abdullah for three. Her rainbow is a little bit short. Whistle, and the ball is going to go to Coldwater.
Moody was standing out of bounds when she caught that air ball.
Peruki to trigger with a minute 28 left in the half. To Kendall Galloway, moving off of Kenzie's screen. Get it into the front court, looking for Shirey. Now Shirey back to Kendall. Inside, turnaround shot, and a score for Carly Smoker, plus one.
Real nice job by Carly. Good post-up move underneath. Makes the shot, got fouled, going to go to the line.
Antonia Palmer picking up her second foul. Team ninth. And Smoker finishes on a three-point play, cutting the lead down to 11, 32-21. Zimmerman back into the Viking lineup. She'll get the ball across half court. Kick the ball to Abdullah on the right wing. Now swing the ball around to Palmer on the left wing. Back up top to Zimmerman. 1 minute left to play in the half, 32-21. Coldwater trails by 11 here in girls basketball at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Oh, a block on the attempted three-pointer by Abdullah. The Vikings get it back. Now it comes out to the left wing, Brookins. Zimmerman, left corner three, bounces off the hoop. Ball tip again. Trying to pull it in is Brookins, and it goes out of bounds back to Coldwater. 40.1 seconds left in the half. The Vikings have not pulled back on this pressure yet tonight. Peruki looking for Kendall Galloway. It was deflected by Zimmerman.
Cardinals just having a difficult time getting the ball in out of bounds from the out of bounds area.
Peruki lobbing it, looking for Kendall Galloway. She had it for a split second. Brookins takes it away for Niles, though. See if the Vikings play for the final shot of the half, the way that they've been running their offense.
I don't think so.
yeah, you're right there.
They look for that first open three, and then they take it.
Of course, they're going to run some time off the clock here right now, it looks like. Zimmerman draws a foul on her dribble drive to the bucket. Kendall Galloway picking up her first foul, team fifth.
Not a bad foul in that situation.
Niles will get it out of bounds, sideline right. 17 and a half seconds left to play in the half. Comes to Brookins, and now Zimmerman now taking her time. Throws the ball to Brookins on the back left corner of the front court. Now back to Zimmerman with five, with four, with three. Zimmerman to the left corner. Bounce pass back to Zimmerman. No chance at a shot at the buzzer. How about that defensive stand for the Cardinals?
Coach Tui wanted a shot there, and he was, even with that big, nice 11-point lead, he wanted to at least get off a shot there, and they didn't. Good defensive stand for the Cardinals. So they took care of business. Down 11.
32-21, your score at the half. Back with the Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report after this three-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School, the third game out of four on the varsity side here on the first night of the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. The Niles Vikings currently lead the Coldwater Cardinals 32-21. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First off, scoring summary for the Coldwater Cardinals, Megan Scorfar. She has 3 points. She also has 3 fouls. Haley Ranke with 2. Kendall Galloway leading the way for the red and white with 8. Kenzie Galloway with a single free throw. Harley Smoker with 5. Shelby Bowers with 2. That's the 21 points that are up on the board for Coldwater. Meanwhile, for Niles, Maya Brookins with 2, Emily Gaines with 6, both from the three-point line. Jasmine Brand with 4, and, Lise Zimmerman with 20 points, 12 in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter, most of them coming from the charity stripe. That's 32 that's up on the board for Niles. And by the quarters, Niles outscored Coldwater in the first 21-13 and in the second 11-8. A little bit closer there in the second quarter.
Yeah, we played a little better defense in that second quarter. The Niles Vikings just got off of that big start, with hitting some threes early. And Cardinals got down, 8-0, I believe it was. And they kept hanging around and fighting. And so hopefully we can hang around, as the game goes. And, we did not play bad basketball in that second half. But, again, it's the unforced turnovers and just not making the easy shots around the basket. We had four or five real easy shots that we missed that we just got to – you got to knock those down when you play good teams.
Well, going over some of the season stats that I got from Coach Kent Smoker before we hit the air, the Cardinals have had 132 turnovers coming into tonight's game. The opposition just 89. So well, that has been a regular problem over the course of the early part of the season. And also, when the Cardinals have had the ball, they've had trouble trying to find the bucket with the easy shots. 31.4% shooting two-point field goals compared to almost 40% for the opposition. That totals out to about 11 fewer points per game.
Yeah, that's just, anytime your opponents shoot that much better than you do, you're going to be in trouble, and that's kind of what's happened in this game. They come out, Niles is quick, they get down the court in a hurry, and they just pump those threes up, and so far they've made some. We can't let them get that second shot, though, on that rebound, and we've done a pretty good job of that, especially in that second quarter.
So it'll be interesting to follow Niles as they make their way through the SMAC West. That's bound to be a very the tougher of the two divisions in the SMAC again, with the Benton Harbors and the St. Joe's and the Lakeshores and the Portages of the world.
And in Kalamazoo Central, I believe, is fairly good this year in girls basketball. So I did get a score, 17-5 on the JV girls game at halftime, Coldwater leading 17-5.
The Coldwater girls taking on the Niles girls JV action. Thank you for that halftime score there. Of course, we're posting all of the final scores on Facebook and on Twitter, and they're also updating the Coldwater Athletics website as each game is played to its completion, and that is currently showing the four games that have been completed so far. Just a quick recap once again. JV action, Fremont girls beat Carleton Airport 32-27. Fremont boys beat Dexter 55-52. On the varsity side, the Fremont girls beat Carleton Airport 65-21. And the Dexter boys beat Fremont 63-44. Quinn, I guess we'll go ahead and let you track down your JV boys as they get ready to take on Eaton Rapids. Final game of the evening over in the old gym.
Well, yep, and hopefully we can play some good basketball in both these gyms in this second game. And you're going to bring us the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in between, which will be real nice. And neither game will start until after that Hall of Fame induction is completed.
Once again, a reminder of the induction class: Tom Schweitzer, Aaron Taggart, and the Coldwater Township Sunrise Rotary. I wonder who's going to be representing the Rotary.
I think there's three or maybe four of them, of the past presidents over the last 4 or 5 years since they've taken on these big projects, the Creel Soccer Center, and then also the high school baseball softball complex.
Halftime score once again from here at Coldwater High School. Girls varsity action in the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Niles 32, Coldwater 21. Second half coming up in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
for smart heating solutions for your home? See Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.